I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The evaluation is a process, and you talk about evaluating your own team. You're evaluating free agency, what's available in free agency. You're evaluating what's available in the draft. And you try to collectively bring all those things together to put a cohesive plan in place so that when March 13th rolls around, you have a plan in place of what the long-term future is. But that process of evaluation starts then, and it doesn't end really until you get till April 25th.
You don't have to wait till March 13th to negotiate, though. You have to wait less than an hour. Brian Gain, Texans GM, on the evaluation process of free agents. The news is coming down the wire as we speak. Texans being linked now to Earl Thomas. Could Earl Thomas be the Honey Badgers' replacement? How much would that cost? Le'Veon Bell, his name's being thrown out there along with the Jets in the mix there. Albert Breer just put out an interesting message, and I might be reading too much into this, but it's that time, John. We got to do that. But Albert Breer, a little bit of a conspiracy theory here. Albert Breer listed the 10 teams with the most cap space. Texans not on that list. Does Albert Breer know something we don't know, and what would you want him to know if you were spending the Texans' money right now?
Yeah, I don't understand this because – the Texans clearly have been, you know, all over the place with having the third, fourth, or fifth, depending on where you're looking, most cap room. So it's not hard to find that. It's not hard to see that you can get information what the Texans are doing and how much money they have easily. So why are they not? Why are they not on that list?
Albert Breer knows Bill O'Brien very, very much. The Texans have already agreed to big money deals with the likes of Trent Brown, Ronald Darby, and Le'Veon Bell, and they've called it a day.
Maybe.
Brian Gain is smoking a cigar as we speak, and the three biggest names in free agency are coming to Houston.
I don't think that's the case. So they have no dollars and 0 cents.
That's it. They just spent all the money on the best left tackle, best corner, and the biggest name in free agency.
I would love that.
I wouldn't mind it. Safety market has been set. We know how deep the safety position is. We know that all signs point to the Honey Badger returning with the Texans. However, you really never know with Tyrann Mathieu. Mm-hmm. And there are reports coming from Peter King that maybe the Honey Badger wants a little bit more money than many teams are willing to spend. He thinks that he's worth more than a lot of teams do. But the Honey Badger, not the biggest name linked to the Texans as far as the safety market goes. Earl Thomas, Peter King threw this out there and said that he thinks that the Texans sign either Tyrann Mathieu or Earl Thomas. Mm-hmm. And I understand that scheme is important, but those two guys are somewhat similar. I know the Honey Badger plays a little bit closer to the line, but Earl Thomas, he is more of a playmaker than the Honey Badger could ever be. So if it's between those guys, if it costs a couple extra million dollars, then Earl Thomas over the Honey Badger is a no-brainer. I don't even think you have to think about that.
Earl Thomas had a great year in five games.
Four.
You know, he had a great season in four
he
games.
He had three. In his four games. 20,
how many pass breakups?
He had five pass breakups. Tyrann Mathieu had eight all season. So in four games, mm-hmm. Earl Thomas had three less pass breakups. He had one more interception than Honey Badger in four games than he had in 16.
That's all you need to know. I would take Earl Thomas every day over Tyrann Mathieu. Every day. And twice on Sundays. I mean, he's that much better than if they're in on him. And this goes back to, you know, we communicate as we're getting ready for the show, if I'm not here, you know, via text and such. And I was telling you, I feel thrilled and somewhat vindicated by the fact that the Texans are in on Le'Veon Bell. The same is true if they're in on Earl Thomas, because what has been my go-to point about the Texans having this cap space? My go-to point consistently has been, when are you going to have this kind of money again? You know, when on earth are you going to have this kind of money to spend again? It seems like they're at least kicking the tires on two of the biggest ticket items out there. And that's all I wanted. Just find out. Make sure, get the best deal you can, but don't say, oh, no. Like, you know, as as John McClain has told us, and he'll be here tomorrow post all this stuff and during all this stuff, and we'll talk about this. We say, oh, no, they're not going to be in on him.
That's one of the dumbest things I've ever heard.
Earl Thomas has missed 23 of 51 games. I mean, the injuries are a concern, but when we saw him last year, he was the best safety in the league. And yes, there are risks with it, but there's also very, very high reward. And there are many examples of safeties playing good into their 30s. I've heard people mention, you know, the Rod Woodson revival late in his career. Earl Thomas is a guy that when he's at his best and when he's out there, he's one of the best in the league at what he does. We cannot say that about the Honey Badger anymore. Mm-hmm. So depending on what the Honey Badger wants, what he thinks his value is, we cannot say that about him with 100% certainty. And I think that in the next hour of the show, we're going to know where the Honey Badger is going to go.
Yeah.
We're going to have a very strong idea of where he's visiting,
good idea.
What's going on, because the reality is, if the Texans wanted to keep Tyrann Mathieu as bad as Bill O'Brien said they did, they could have already signed him.
Yeah.
He's one of their own free agents. They could have already signed the Honey Badger, and that could be it. But the Honey Badger has made it clear, number one, that he thinks that he's worth a lot of money. He got into a little bit of a spat with Charles Robinson at 2:40 on Saturday, then deleted the tweets. But the Honey Badger's made that very clear. And if the Texans really wanted to get this done, they could have got this done a lot quicker than they did. This safety market is unbelievable. And another name that I think you need to look out for is Adrian Amos, because Adrian Amos has started 56 games in a Vic Fangio defense. If you start 56 games, Vic Fangio defense, as Albert Breer said, it's beyond impressive. And oh, by the way, he also played for Bill O'Brien at Penn State.
Yes.
So I don't know that the Honey Badger is really, if they wanted to keep him, it could have already been done. The market's been set. And I don't know that they value him as much as he values himself. And the danger with what we're going through right now, John, is if you just sit around and wait for the Honey Badger, people could be jumping on safeties, and the next thing you know, you're chasing your tail trying to find someone to replace
him. And there's a lot of safeties out there. You will get a safety, but in terms of the ones you want, Earl Thomas, obviously Tyrann Mathieu, and whomever else might be out there, you're right. I mean, you hit it on the head. They would have matched any. Even, and again, we're working under the premise, which is becoming clear now because we're getting reports of guys getting deals before the official legal tampering even begins. There's been these backdoor deals and discussions going on for a long time now on these. So the Texans know what the market from other people is on Tyrann Mathieu. So they either don't want to match it or they're waiting.
And Albert Breer has corrected himself. So he put the Texans on there. Texans, the fifth most cap space heading into the free agent frenzy. So no conspiracy theory. Got hiked on very quick. Albert Breer leg hiking before McClain comes in. Let's listen to Brian Game, because we talk about the safeties and we talk about, you know, the Texans' needs at safety. This is Brian Game talking about the defensive backfield of his current roster.
We're able to do something in free agency last year with Tyrann Mathieu and then draft Justin Reed. Andre Howell came back to us there around the middle part of the season, so the position became a position of strength. And now in corner, you know, we're dealing with some free agent situations, and we have to navigate that here over the next coming weeks. So we'll continue to try to build the defense and make it a strength of the team and keep the strength of the team, and that'll equally impact, I think, what we can do on offense.
Do you notice that when he talked about the defensive backfield, he listed the free agent safety, and he listed two safeties currently on the roster. When he talked about the cornerbacks, he didn't mention anyone by name. He didn't mention Aaron Colvin still be on the roster. Mm-hmm. He didn't mention Jonathan Joseph. That, to me, tells me that he knows what we know, and that cornerback is the number one need for this team as we approach, which is why I think of all the big splashes that he can make, Ronald Darby's the one that makes the most sense.
Right, and here's the other thing. You know, why is it exciting that they're going after a running back? Keep in mind, Tevin Coleman might be in the mix as well. If they're talking, that's the other good news here. If they're being reported and associated with Le'Veon Bell, you know they're also having discussions with Tevin Coleman. So clearly, and this is all just reading between the lines, but it's a pretty safe bet. They're going to draft a tackle and a cornerback very high because they're going to sign a safety and a running back. You know what I mean? We've been talking about that. Where are they going to put their priorities money-wise? Well, I think in the last 24 hours, and certainly in the next 24 hours, we're going to see they're concentrating monetarily on safety and running back, and I frankly love that.
about 30 minutes away from the Texans being able to negotiate with free agents or actually agree to deals with free agents. They've been negotiating under the
right,
table. Let's
right.
just be honest. Landry Locker, John Lopez right here on Sports Radio 610. The splash that everybody wants them to make and the splash that people have hope for as free agency approaches, again, 35 minutes right here on Sports Radio 610 will keep you covered, is Le'Veon Bell. Le'Veon Bell, the biggest name in free agency, set out last season, all-pro, all-world running back for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Brian Gain met with the media at the Combine. This is what Brian Gain had to say about the running back depth on the current roster. This is Brian Gain on Deontay Foreman, Lamar Miller, and how he feels about his offensive backfield.
You know, we like the composition of the current depth chart, and then we're going to evaluate the draft here coming up. Ideally, we'd love to have a committee backfield and have contributions from various players. But Lamar was a three-down back last year, and we're optimistic that Foreman will return to full health.
Even all the, that's a lot right there, but even everything that he said doesn't say they're not in the market for a running back. Now, he did say look in the draft for a running back, but look, if they're being associated with Le'Veon Bell, they're in the market for a running back via free agency as well.
And right now the cost, the estimated cost is $12 million a year for Le'Veon Bell. We know the running back position isn't as valued, $12 million a year. To put in perspective, don't know how much of a deal he's looking for, maybe a five-year deal or whatever.
Yeah.
If he's making $12 million a year, if you cut Lamar Miller, you save $6 million right there.
Mm-hmm.
So you can basically, in year one, get Le'Veon Bell for $6 million. Now, you're going to have to give guaranteed money, probably $30 million. But it's a very strong possibility that if they want Le'Veon Bell, they can make it happen. And then that would mean that rather than having Lamar Miller and Deontay Foreman, you would have Le'Veon Bell, Deontay Foreman, and then maybe bring in a guy with the draft, which, I mean, that sounds a lot better to me than the alternative.
No, you're 100% right. Just because of what he said doesn't mean that it's going to, you know, it's going to be that way. I mean, they could easily cut bait with Lamar Miller and get Le'Veon Bell if they value him as highly as I've valued him anyway. Then they'll get it done that way for sure.
If they sign Le'Veon Bell today, John Lopez will be saying what about Brian Gain?
He wasn't afraid to spend the money, you know, and that's one of those things, and wasn't afraid to take a little bit of risk. Spend the money and take a little bit of risk. I know you've been kind of lukewarm. Some people have been, frankly, cold on Le'Veon Bell. I never have.
But when you get in the moment, it's a little different.
Yeah. But I never have because I think you have to realize just how good he was. You have to realize what I've repeatedly said. You know, this isn't the kind of money you get every year in the NFL, and they have it, so you need to spend it and immediately fix a need. But there is a little risk involved because he did sit out a year. I don't think it's a big deal. Clearly, they don't either if they're in on him. But some people, and understandably, would consider it a big deal. I get that.
I think the surroundings are what would really make Le'Veon Bell at his best, because the other team he's been linked to right now is the New York Jets, and the New York Jets don't have anything going on for him. The Texans, when their receiving core is healthy, mm-hmm. I'd put them 1-3 against any other team in the league as far as 1-3 receiving core, especially now that Antonio Brown's no longer with Schuster.
Right.
If you look at DeAndre Hopkins, you look at Will Fuller, you look at Kiki Coutee, and you throw Deshaun Watson and Le'Veon Bell in there, it's next level offense. Mm-hmm. So it'll be interesting. And oh, by the way, this is the other thing. Brian Gain, this is the first time he's been in the spotlight. Last year, you didn't have the cap space, you didn't have a full draft.
Right.
The Brian Gain era is beginning right now. We are 30 minutes away from Brian Gain being able to negotiate with free agents. The era begins right now. He's mm-hmm. in the spotlight. This isn't you inherited this from Rick Smith. You inherited limited assets. You have all kinds of draft equity. You have all kinds of cap space.
Right.
The Brian Gain era is upon us, and we're about 30 minutes away from seeing exactly what he's going to do. Coming up next, Brian Gain might be able to make a splash in 30 minutes, but he had an opportunity to make a splash over the weekend. Did the Texans make a major mistake not acquiring Antonio Brown? And speaking of Antonio Brown, will the NFL ever be the same? It's free agent frenzy right here on In the Loop with Landry and John on Sports Radio 610.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.